You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are Chladni plates? What do meteorites and tuning forks have in common? A German scientist named Ernst Chladni, C-H-L-A-D-N-I, he lived from 1756 to 1827. Chladni had a degree in law, but his interests, research, and influence were in music and science. In the late 1700s, he was one of the first to study meteorites. His 1794 publication titled On the Origin of Iron Masses claimed that meteorites came from space and not volcanoes, which most scientists of his time thought. His research on tuning forks led to his inventing a musical instrument, a type of keyboard with vibrating metal bars. It was those last activities that are associated with something that scientists call acoustics. Acoustics is the science of sound. While we do have technology today to study acoustics and see an electronic image of sound waves, back in Chladni's time, they didn't have electric audio equipment. Chladni's research in sound resulted in his inventing something now called a Chladni plate. He made flat plates of iron, square or round in shape. Using a violin bow, he would stroke the edge of the metal plate and make the plate vibrate to produce a sound. Scientists call this resonance, vibrating and making a sound. But the really cool part was when Chladni sprinkled sand on the plate. When he would vibrate the plate with the bow, the sand would move to parts of the plate that didn't vibrate. He produced shapes of non-vibrating lines and curves called nodes. Changing the pressure of the bow, or the frequency of the strokes on the edge of the plate, would change the nodes. The visible patterns of these nodes are called Chladni patterns, in honor of Ernst Chladni. There are a number of real-world applications from his research. Violin makers were able to use this technique on the front and back of a violin during construction and improve the tune. Artists and photographers have produced some unique works this way. Chladni patterns have been used in the research of microscopic particles called nanofluids. And my favorite, since I work in a science center, is making an exhibit where metal plates are placed over speakers and sprinkled with iron filings or magnetic metal shavings to produce patterns. Try this activity at home. You'll need to experiment a bit to find what works. You'll need a violin bow and a bunch of metal cookie sheets and metal tins. Strum the bow against the edge of the tin to make a sound. Sprinkle some powder or salt inside to try and see the vibration and the nodes. Well, we've just learned a little bit about Chladni plates. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.